Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko. I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Well, in our last program, we just scratched the surface of what's a sensitive topic for women, menopause, the change of life, and how to make it easier. And we noted that there are typically three stages of menopause, and that in most cases, women experience menopause after the age of 40. Now, the menopausal cycle comes because the female body produces less of the hormones known as estrogen, that's the primary female sex hormone, and also progesterone, which is a natural steroid that's produced by the body. A woman going through menopause may experience mood swings, depression, irritability, a racing heart, headaches, insomnia, joint and muscle pains, hot flashes, night sweats, cramps, inflammation, nervousness, and overall fatigue. Well, thankfully, not all women going through the menopausal cycle will experience all of these symptoms, and menopause will, again, thankfully, affect some women less severely than others. Women have options ranging from hormone replacement therapy, and I urge you to listen to part one of this series, Making the Change of Life Easier, to get some very important insights on the subject of hormone replacement therapy. Well, we can go from that to really what is a vast catalog of natural helps. And we began looking at these in our last program, things like natural or plant-based replacements for estrogen and progesterone, acyflavones. And if you don't know what those are, listen to part one of the series. And then cohosh, and the most interesting natural substance, we're going to talk more about it today, maca root. But there really is a lot more to learn about making the change of life easier, so we're going to continue investigating on today's program. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's experienced nutritional consultant, Rachel, is right there to help you in their fascinating nutrition department. It, incidentally, is a favorite place for my wife and me to visit. And as Rachel began to guide us through making the change of life easier in the first program, she's here to complete the tour today. So we invite you to call her with your questions about making the change of life easier. Our live call-in number, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And remember, you can text your questions anytime under HealthWise in your mobile device. Just put in this number, 516-367-0391. That's the text number for HealthWise, 516-367-0391. You can text any nutrition questions you have at any time, and we'll pass them on to Rachel for you. Anyway, Rachel, hey, welcome again to HealthWise. Let's take up early. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Good. Let's. Hey, we got a long way to go in this. Let's take up where we left off.
All right.
Tell us, I'm intrigued with this maca root. Tell us more about it and how much you take, and is it just for menopause issues?
Oh, it's definitely not just for menopause issues. A lot of people were introduced to it when a popular television personality began talking about it and suggested adding it to shakes.
Oh, interesting.
Vitality and energy. So it does give anyone of any gender and any stage of life a lot of extra, I'm going to say energy, but not in the way that coffee or a caffeinated beverage would give it to you. It gives you a sustainable, calm sort of energy. You're good.
So is it like a
stay with it?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a program on superfoods. Is it like a superfood?
Oh, it definitely is one of them.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, so that's
And I mean, in the it's indigenous to the Andes, and those people kind of live on it, and they also do something very important to it, which is that they gelatinize it. So that is heating it to a low temperature, but enough to break down the fibers of the root. It's a root. And it makes it much more easily digested without any gas or bloating as a result
okay.
of digestive process. So when that happens, and you get it to the right state, it's very easy to use. It actually tastes nice. It has a kind of, I don't want to say vanilla flavor, but it has a kind of candy-ish kind of flavor. It smells really good, too. And it's a great addition to anyone's diet for women going through menopause or women who have already gone through menopause and are in menopause, perimenopause into menopause. It kind of eases all the symptoms that you mentioned at the opening, as well as gives you a feeling of youthful vitality, not in an abnormal or weird way. It's not like monkey glands.
Yeah.
But it really just makes you feel energized and balanced.
Okay.
It's a beautiful feeling, actually.
Yeah, excellent. So maca root, interesting. It's M-A-C-A. Okay, let's get to some things specifically, though, well, at least I think, for menopause issues. You also mentioned, Dunque, okay. I've got to learn new languages for all of this, Rachel. Talk with us about D-O-N-G-Q-U-A-I. Talk to us about Dunque.
Well, Dunque actually it can be used by anyone as well. I mean, it's sometimes recommended for physical issues like heart issues. And because it does fake out your estrogen receptors with phytoestrogens, it will calm. I don't want to say calm. It's kind of hard. It will take away momentarily some of the really most severe symptoms of perimenopause and early menopause. The hot flashes,
okay,
the mood swings, and the night sweats are the three worst usually. There are other problems that arise, and Dunque is very effective with those as well, including vaginal dryness. It's helpful when you use it with a couple of other items for that. That's a big problem because it can cause physical illness. And it also is used for women who are not going through anything at all as a kind of stabilizer. It stabilizes your mood, whether it's hormone-related or not. It calms you a little bit.
Okay.
Without being a sedative. It's really a pretty good thing. Men use it sometimes for heart disease.
And Rachel, are these, is this D-O-N-G-Q-U-A-I, Dunque, is this in the category of these natural estrogens and progesterones?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and see, it's in some of the better formulas include a nice amount of Dunque. At first, people were afraid of it because they, you know, we don't understand what we don't know all of our lives. But I've done a lot of research, and fantastic, actually.
Okay.
I take it every day.
All right.
I've taken it for years, for over 15 years, really. So.
Now, what about Vitex Berry? Is that the same as Chaste Berry? They seem to be linked.
The same, yeah.
So what about Vitex Berry or Chaste Berry?
Hormone balancer. It balances out your hormone level. So what's really happening with menopause is everything is just going crazy. That's the scientific term, Bill.
Rachel,
so, I mean, you know,
I go through that regularly, and I'm not even a female. But okay. Yeah.
No, but you know, well, I think we're probably going to end up doing a show on that too, right? So men can go through similar issues, and as a matter of fact, men can take Vitex.
Okay.
I have two men in my acquaintance who have used it. It balances hormone levels. So at a certain age, sometimes also for women who are still cycling during the menstrual cycle, there's a whole surge of hormonal stuff happening that can affect mood. We're all very aware of PMS, and many jokes are made about it, but it's pretty crippling for some people.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can result in some very serious stuff. So Vitex can really balance that out.
Okay.
And in that way, it can be calming. I know that people mix it with chamomile for that purpose, and that's great. Chamomile is fantastic for so many things, including, I love women's complaints. That's what it used to be called around the turn of the century. But that'll do for this. It is very good for that. It calms you down. It eases digestion. It's a Nervine. It's a wonderful product.
So what is this? Is this a pill or a tea?
I would say take it as a capsule. You can get Vitex powder, and probably you can get Vitex liquid supplementation. I've never used that, but yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I've gotten it in an alcohol-free form for a couple of customers who won't take pills. It works very well for a number of different complaints. It is not just a woman's issue, but it works really well for women for many different reasons.
Yeah, because when you
recommend it during this period of life, during menopause.
I don't know why, but when I think chamomile, I always think chamomile tea, and I thought of it for digestion.
I think there is someone might make a Vitex tea. I don't know how it tastes, okay. But you could mix them.
Okay, that's something, a Vitex berry and chaste berry. Now, you also mentioned ginseng or American. Is there a difference between American
ginseng?
I mean, is there a non-American ginseng, too? I mean,
there's Korean ginseng, and that's the traditional Panax red ginseng, whatever. And there's a number of titles for it, but it's generally considered Korean ginseng. And then there's Siberian ginseng, which is also called Eleuthera, which is really a different thing altogether. Mm. And there's another one. There's Brazilian ginseng. It's also Suma root. It's not really ginseng at all, but it's an adaptogen. It aids your adrenal glands.
Okay, well, at least in my preparation for the program, they mention American ginseng. So
it's especially good for this particular type of thing.
Why is American ginseng particularly good for menopausal issues?
It has been called women's ginseng. I don't really buy into that. I think anyone of any gender can take any ginseng if they need some help with adaptogenic issues, if they're adrenal glands.
Okay.
Whenever you hear adaptogen, which is like a word that was invented by my industry, by the health food industry. It might be a medical word, but I've never heard a doctor say it to me in my life. Take adaptogens is never something a doctor has ever said, but they do help to deal with stress. And this is a very stressful time. So it's a mild form of ginseng. It does not give you a tremendous amount of energy burst or anything like that, but it will help you to balance out. It kind of works on your adrenal glands the way the Vitex works on the rest of your endocrinological system.
So Rachel, explain an adaptogen. You mentioned it last time, but an adaptogen again. What is an adaptogen?
I don't want to say that. It's not like magic. They have a unique quality of sensing what is necessary for the body. So when we're going through stress, the adrenal glands are producing usually a lot of extra cortisol and sometimes also surges of adrenaline, which can trigger things like anxiety attacks, panic disorder, things like that. And when you take and other things, exhaustion, and then the rest of the body starts to break down. This is something that we'll get to in a little while, but, you know, when something is off, especially with hormones, everything starts to suffer.
Sure.
It's almost like it starts at the beginning and then it gets worse as we progress, right?
Yeah.
So, and when the adrenal glands are off, they're little tiny glands located near the kidneys, and you would never realize how important they are unless something happened to them. There is even a form of adrenal cancer. So, and I've seen people who have had to deal with that, and it's not pretty. So, you know, taking care of them and nurturing them in this very stressful world, especially at a time of life when now we're faced with, you know, earning a living and taking care of our kids and our husband and keeping the house nice and all the other, you know, traditional things that women are supposed to do. You're also now dealing with hormonal surges and night sweats and confusion and mood swings. It's good to make sure you take care of your adrenals.
Okay, so how does American
ginseng will soothe.
It'll soothe.
And help the adrenals to do their job.
Okay.
Also help to balance them out. There's some even better things. You know, we've talked about the herb ashwagandha.
Right.
Before, and that's even better for them. It's a fantastic adaptogen. It's great for your adrenal glands.
Yeah, you've recommended that for me.
That's fantastic, and it's great for women going through menopause. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'm not going through menopause, but you mentioned that.
That's great for you, my friend.
Yeah, and it's we have noticed, at least I've noticed a difference, particularly in the afternoon with increase of the energy level.
What about love it.
Red clover, that's an interesting. Is this got the red clover like we see in our yards in the spring? What about red clover in menopause?
It's fantastic. It's high in phytoestrogens, and you can get some. There's a product made by a manufacturer called Red Clover Phytoestrogen. And there's another company that makes a menopause supplement, which is just Red Clover. It has less side effects and negative counteraction, counter-interaction things with other drugs than black cohosh and even Dong Quai. And it is extremely good for your lymphatic system. It helps you to cleanse. So I highly recommend red clover. And even the tea, even if you want to drink red clover tea, it's delicious. It's wonderful. It smells beautiful, and it's great with a little honey.
So yeah, I hear all these things, Rachel. I keep thinking we individual programs devoted to each of these things.
Mm, red clover is so good for you.
And St. John's wort. Of course, men will use that, I believe, for prostate issues. But talk about St. John's wort and menopause.
menus. I didn't. Are you giving me an education here, Pastor? You are. I didn't know that it was used for
maybe I'm wrong.
Anti-inflammatory. It's an anti-inflammatory. It would be useful in prostate issues, which is inflammation usually begins with. St. John's Wort is used for mild depression when you ingest it orally, and when you you can also use the St. John's Wort oil. I just had a customer come in and buy me out of it for inflammatory pain, nerve pain included. It's really very effective.
An oil that you ingest, or
no, you rub it on your skin.
You rub it on your skin. Okay.
Yeah, and it works very, very well.
Well, that would be like the progesterone creams that you mentioned the last time.
Oh, okay. Let's get to those.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do those. St. John's Wort's good for everyone. Let's just put it that way. But don't take it if you're taking medication for depression.
Well, I was going to ask.
That can, right.
And for all of these things, folks, be careful that if you're taking other medications, that you not take something that could interact negatively with it.
I love St. John's Wort. I take it. I've been taking it for years.
Okay.
I'm not really depressive, but I could be, if you know what I'm saying. But you have to be careful about going in the sun. Something I like to do from time to time.
Ooh.
You have to be very careful. It makes you phytosensitive. There you go.
You mean if you're taking the St. John's Wort?
You must be careful about
going in the sun.
Okay. A lot of sunblock, or just not take it when you're going to go to the beach.
Okay. So talk before the break. Progesterone creams.
A progesterone cream is a nice way to get progesterone without having to worry about the digestive issues that can happen with when you take anything. It also lessens what we were just talking about, the interaction with other substances, negative interaction. And they're very effective. As you said, it's a steroid that actually works in conjunction with the hormone estrogen, which is a three-parter. It works with those parts of our hormone makeup to balance us. It also keeps you on a normal cycle when you're cycling. And during menopause, of course, it drops off in production and to almost nothing. And it can cause even more problems than the lack of estrogen.
Okay.
Conversely, you also do not want to have too much progesterone. But a little bit, when done with a progesterone cream, is very effective.
Okay.
And sometimes it will take away 90% of the symptoms of menopause.
Now, we're going to come back after a message. Just I want to mention in all of this, you're seeing why or hearing why it's important when you go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical and you speak with Rachel to take the time to talk with her about the specific things you're dealing with, whether you're in the premenopause period or menopause or postmenopause period, because this is a complicated topic. But Rachel, both as a woman and as an experienced nutritional consultant, can help you wend your way through this. Well, we're going to look at kind of the bigger pictures regarding making the change of life easier after this message from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical.
It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies, but that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies, and don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you for today's edition of HealthWise. My guest again is Rachel from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and the topic, part two, making the change of life easier. Rachel, let's step back a little bit. Give us a little bit more of maybe the big picture, whether it be exercise, diet, whatever, that women should keep in mind in the various stages of menopause.
Well, I think that you just said two really important things, and I think it's a beautiful thing that the modern woman, and I hope that most of us are now, understands the key aspects of proper diet and the correct amount of exercise. And just one of the most important things that comes from weight-bearing exercise is preventing the loss of bone. And that formerly was considered the number one problem about going through menopause, was that we were going to lose our bone and all develop Dowager's hump and break our hips and die. And that's something that 99% of the women that I deal with are not willing to just admit to.
Sure.
And you don't have to have estrogen replacement therapy. You don't have to do that. You can do other things. And one of the most important is to do weight-bearing exercise of some kind, and that can include brisk walking.
You know, when you say weight
bearing. I have other things. Don't forget water.
Sure. Right. Water.
You know, I love that. I think it's really important. It's just a simple thing. People don't want to do it. They say things to me like, I don't want to have to use the bathroom a lot. I'm like, well, that's why the bathroom is there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why our bodies need a lot of water to get rid of toxins and to hydrate. It makes your brain better. It makes everything work better. And you're losing a lot of water. You're losing a lot of hydration, whatever, by sweating all the time when you have hot flashes.
Yeah, let alone
it's really important to replace it. Yeah.
Let alone the thing that we take in too much alcohol or too much caffeine, that would also do it.
Trouble.
Weight bearing exercises. You talking about lifting weights?
Yes, you can lift weights, but also okay. when you're weight bearing, what are you doing when you stand still? You're bearing your own weight, and but we prefer for you to move. So if you could walk briskly. Or even at a medium pace, depends on your physical condition. And, you know, starting off at a nice medium pace and not killing yourself is a good way to get to the hard pace. And we need to be kind to ourselves. You know, you don't go to the gym or run around the block and then not be able to do anything for another month because you either hurt yourself or because you're in so much pain you can't.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something I'd love to say, because this is something that was good for me, and it is a stage in your life that's difficult. You know, I was reluctant to go through it, and what I realized was I had no choice. If I wanted to continue living, I needed to embrace what was happening. It's natural. And what you'll find, what women will find, and their mates will find, is that everything's okay. It really is going to be okay. You have a few strange symptoms because, as I said, the hormones are just going crazy. Once you acknowledge that, look at it, treat it as gently and kindly as you can. Not doing anything extreme. Everything's fine. You'll be fine. Drink more water. Everything will be okay.
Yeah, more water and the exercise. Rachel, we've talked about this. Not all combinations of supplements, herbs, they don't all work the same way for each person. It's a little bit like medications. But I mean, do you have a multivitamin, kind of an all-purpose thing for menopause?
I have a couple of formulas, yeah.
Okay, and do you recommend?
Yeah, and then
those?
Also there's the amount. You don't want to tell people like just start taking two capsules every 3 hours or something where they're like bombarding themselves with something they've never taken before. You treat the body gently, and it appreciates it.
So do you?
So, and this is not like medicine, you know. This is herbalism or supplementation naturally. So you want to not hit people over the head with a brick, you know.
So do you recommend people start off with one of these more general medications and then for specific symptoms make use of the American ginseng or red clover?
I think a little ashwagandha could help anyone, and you know my feelings about it.
Sure.
And let's say for someone who's just having mild symptoms but perhaps is not sleeping through the night because of the night sweats or whatever, red clover can be very helpful.
Okay.
And a little bit of black cohosh or Dong Quai, you know, they can kind of take their pick, and we can go over like what works best for them and what their history is. A little bit of it during the day or a little bit right before bed or both could be helpful in terms of making sleep better.
Okay.
You don't need to take, you know, I have two different formulas, and they are very effective, and they are made by very reputable manufacturers who have been doing herbal healing for a long time. And you could just do those two. If you want to touch base with all of the stuff that we've mentioned, throw in an adaptogen like American ginseng, ashwagandha, and lots of extra water and some exercise. It's a beautiful thing. And not too much sugar or fat.
Now, Rachel, I really need to get to this before we end the program. There is that male equivalent of menopause. It's technically called andropause. We sort of teased last night, and it's sometimes called menopause or irritable male syndrome. Does that warrant a whole health-wise program?
Well, I mean, of course it does. Everyone deserves equal treatment, and everyone deserves equal time. So I would say it's not seen as difficult of a problem because men are always irritable. You know, women just only go through that during their menopause. No, but I mean, it is definitely important. And a lack of testosterone is like a huge thing right now. I would lay odds anyone listening to us has heard something about it, whether on television, on the news, read about it in a magazine. Men's Health is always talking about it. And, you know, this is a very important thing.
Rachel, you don't find me always irritable, do you?
Absolutely. The opposite.
We always have a wonderful time with Rachel, the experienced nutritional consultant at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Thanks to them for sponsoring today's program. And visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Mention you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Rachel when you're visiting that nutrition department. Tell her you heard her on HealthWise. Toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. For those listening at a distance, 1-800-599-9963. You can get what you need from the toll-free number, plus the 20% discount, mentioning WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely and the body God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.